Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Radio Islam International, today we present to you a small, a concise, but yet a magnificent history of Gujarat. Gujarat is a village in India, it's a province in India, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made lot of madaris, lot of ulama, lot of scholars graduate and serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the place of Gujarat. In today's ulama profile, and we look and we discuss the history of Gujarat, a synopsis, a understanding. It's something that I take very passionately for several reasons. One is because obviously our roots come from Gujarat. My father, Mufti Hashim Bhoja, also studied in Gujarat. Almost all the ulama that have taught me, some point or the other, taught in Gujarat. Besides a few of them, they studied in Gujarat as well. So it's something that I take with a great deal of pride to be able to speak about this with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us from amongst this caravan that will enter into paradise. The person that was speaking or will be speaking in Urdu with regards to the history of Gujarat is our Honorable Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Abbas Ali ibn Adam Sarigat. Mawlana is an Ustad in Darul Ulum Zakaria. He taught us in Darul Ulum Zakaria, and Mawlana was giving us glimpses of the ulama of Gujarat. Mawlana was saying that I'm giving you something, some names that have come to mind. Many of these, I have interacted with them, I've seen them, and hence I make mention of them. It's not that I went into a comprehensive research, but obviously being from there, studying there, teaching there, it is something that I was just living back the history. There are many names that I have not yet able to mention, and I will try and mention them in some programs going forward. So Mawlana Abbas ibn Adam Sarigat says, it was a great honor for me, it was great privilege for me to be asked to speak on the history of Gujarat, for the simple reason that it is such a long, magnificent, glorious history, and it comes from many, many years. When you sit down and you look at the history of Gujarat, and if you want to discuss it, there's many angles, there's many ways you can look at the history of Gujarat. We will concentrate on the academia, we will concentrate on the ulama of Gujarat, and we will concentrate on the history of Gujarat. When we look at the history of Gujarat, then its history stretches over 14 centuries, 1,400 years. To take that and concise it into 45 minutes is almost impossible. But the Arabic saying that لا يدرك كله ولا يترك كله. A person cannot able to achieve everything in its comprehensiveness, then do not leave everything. And similarly, a poem in the Persian language tells you that we will just give an example that we will present because of the reason that if you look at the example, you will be able to understand the bigger and the greater picture. Sheikh Abu Fattah Ali Ghudda has made mention of one of his books, and he says with regards to, he quotes the saying of Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, wherein he makes mention, Al-barakatu tanzilu inda dhikri s-salihin, that when you speak of the pious, when you speak of the righteous people, then you would find the zikr of Allah, you would find the remembrance of, when you, let's just rephrase that, Al-barakatu tanzilu inda dhikri s-salihin, when you speak with regards to the pious, the righteous, the guided, then at that moment of speaking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessings comes upon such group of people. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Ludhianvi rahimahullah, one of the great scholars that taught in Pakistan, says that time and timelessly people should speak about the pious, and you should make mention about them, because speaking about them, discussing their life, is actually a replacement for their company. So the more you speak about them, it is as if though a person is in the company of the pious. So if you have to start with regards to the history of Gujarat, when did Islam come to Gujarat? Then in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, in the 15th year of Hijrah, there was a group of people that came from the galaxy of the group of Sahaba radiallahu an, from the Qabila Banu Thaqif. There was a person from the tribe of the Banu Thaqif, Hakam ibn Abi al-As. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, the leader of the Muslims, the second Khalifa of Islam, he sent them to the land of Gujarat. Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahimahullah, a great scholar who passed away in the year 1953. He passed away in Karachi. When he came to the area of Gujarat, to a place called Baroda, Mawlana was a master in the field of the seerah and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He came to a river called the Naravda River. And he said few couplets of poetry which have been documented in the books of history. He said, Tere darwaze pe mera pehla kashti, that at your place of rest came the first group of Sahaba that came. Tere sahil, that on your shores came the group from the galaxy of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala an to Naravda, addressing the river. Thereafter, if you go a little bit down the chronological order, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah, in the year 159 Hijri, his student was Rabi' ibn Sabi. Rabi' ibn Sabi was another person that had come to Gujarat from the Arabian Peninsula. It is said about Rabi' ibn Sabi, أول من صنف في الحديث, the first person to had authored a book on hadith was Rabi' ibn Sabi, and he also came to the area we know as Gujarat. Respected listeners on the Ulama profile, we are speaking about the history of Gujarat from an academia perspective, and we are discussing the scholars and the people that came, but we are starting at the very beginning, taking into consideration the history that comes from that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the people of Gujarat with knowledge, action, and great amount of a wealth of knowledge that had come. Another person that had came, Allama Shamsuddin Sakhawi, his students had come to the area of Gujarat and spent a great amount of time in this area of Gujarat. Similarly, we see these are some of the people that were there before the 10th year of Hijri, coming to the 10th century. Coming toward the 10th century, we find there was one person, Hazrat Ali Muttaqi. Ali Muttaqi was a great scholar of hadith. He is known as Sahibu Kanzul Ummal, the author of a book called Kanzul Ummal. This Kanzul Ummal is a book of hadith. It is in more than 16 volumes have been printed of it. Each volume is in give and take a few, approximately 650 pages. If you take that there, in excess of 10,000 pages of ahadith has been authored by Ali Muttaqi. He also was from Gujarat. He has passed away in Makkah Mukarramah, and he was fortunate to be buried near the grave of another great scholar of Islam, Fuzail ibn Ayaz, rahimahullahu ta'ala. So Ali Muttaqi, he was such that when he passed away, after about 10-11 years, there was a need to redig the grave. So when they dug the grave of Ali Muttaqi rahimahullah, they found his body to be intact, as if though he was just buried. Hazrat Mawlana Abbas Sahib says, who has given us the history, he says it is as if though the service of hadith that he rendered, to the effect that Allah preserved his body even 10 years after he had passed away. And he had authored a book which is known as Kanzul Ummal, which is in excess of 10,000 pages over 16 volumes. The second person of the 10th century that we speak about is Sheikh Muhammad Tahir Qatani. Sheikh Muhammad Tahir Qatani, he passed away in Sajda, in Shahada, and he passed away in 1976 Hijri. Ali Muttaqi passed away 975 Hijri. Sheikh Muhammad Tahir Patani passed away in 1976. He authored a book called Majma'u Bihar al-Anwar. In this book, Wasat, if you have to look at it as a cursory glance, you would say that this book that he authored was in effect a commentary on the Siha Sitta, the six authentic books of Hadith. And he also was from the area of Gujarat. The third person that we discuss from the 10th century is Allama Wajihuddin Alawi Gujarati. Allama Wajihuddin Alawi Gujarati passed away in 998. And he authored more than 200 books he authored from there. Now that is the 10th century. Now we're going to leave the 11th century a little bit because there is so many amazing and magnificent people that have passed from the galaxy of scholars from the area of Gujarat that if we have to start making mention of it, perhaps it will take never mind hours, days to be able to go through it. Coming now perhaps to the last 250 years of some of the current scholars of Gujarat that we have, and some of the scholars that have already passed on within our generation, who some people might have met or some people might have interacted with, we will go through some of them for the benefit of the listeners of Radio Islam International. So with regards to the ulama that have been present in Gujarat for the last 250 years, we could either discuss it by location or by time. So it would just give us an understanding of more or less easier to remember and where they were and how they were placed. So if we look at location, it might be a bit easier because then you would remember or we would remember those ulama by virtue of the location. So Maulana Abdullah Sabka Podrawi, Damat Barakatuhum, is currently alive, based in Canada. Ustad al-Asatida, he's a student of Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, rahimahullah. Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Sabka Podrawi was such that he's Ustad of Qarayub Ishaq, Maulana Hassan Dokrat, and some of the other senior ulama of our country. He says that, you know, before the Taqseem of Pakistan, of Hindustan, before the formation of Pakistan, in the area of Gujarat, there were only four madaris, there were only four madrasas. There was two in Randair, one is Jamia Ashrafiya, one is Jamia Husainiya. There was Jamia Islamiya Dhabil, and there was one madrasa in Anand. These were the four madrasas that were present in that time, prior to the formation of Pakistan. That would be around 1947 or so. Prior to that time, these four madrasas were there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the people of Gujarat. They were very well known for their hospitality, looking after people. And perhaps because of the fact that they valued the scholars so much. Today if you look at the entire Gujarat, from Bombay to Ahmedabad, from Chapi to Wapi, if you look at it, there's excess of 55 Darul Ulooms of boys and girls that teach right up till Bukhari Sharif. And perhaps ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is most definitely the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows and gives to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to. Now if we just look at a few of these madaris, a few of these places, then we can start at the area called Randair. Randair is very fond to us because my old father, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Hashim Bawja Sahab, my Ustaz Hazrat Abdul Samad Daya Sahab, they studied in this area of Randair in Jamia Husainiya. And my Ustaz Hazrat Maulana Abbas Sahab, he studied and he taught as well in Jamia Ashrafiya as well. So we start in the area of Randair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Randair with great amount of scholars, a whole plethora of great scholars that are based in Randair. If you take just a few names, and obviously this is not comprehensive, there are many, many other names that are also present. There are many, many other names that you could also make mention of, and inshallah we will try and make mention about it. The one name that we can make mention of is the scholar Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Raza Ajmeri sir. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Raza Ajmeri, originally from Peshawar, he came to Randhir in 1942. He passed away on the 24th of November 1994. So about 50 years he spent in Randhir. He taught Bukhari Sharif for 50 years. His son is Hazrat Qari Rashid Ajmeri Sahib Damad Barakatuhum, the current Sheikh al-Hadith of Jamia Ashrafiya in Randhir. Hazrat taught for the better part of his life. In the last few days of his life, then was when sabaks and lessons have stopped. You know the Arabic saying that seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. He personified that. It was in his life that he was able to love that. That from the very beginning of his life, right till the end, Maulana Sahab was always involved in the teaching and the learning of knowledge. Another person that we can make mention of is Maulana Abdul Ghani Kawi Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He was the student of Maulana Badri Alam Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. He passed away in 1987. He was also a great scholar that came from this area. Another great person was Hakim Abu Shifa. Hakim Abu Shifa was originally from Balia. He stayed in there, but he was a great scholar also that was from this area of Randhir. A person of note was the principal of Jamia Ashrafiya, the Muhtami Mazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Randhir, who passed away in 1989. Maulana Manzoor Nomani Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he says that from the students of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahimahullah, the great, great scholar of Hadith, he was known as a walking library. From his students, one of them was Maulana Muhammad Maulana Ashraf Sahib Randhir. Maulana Ashraf Sahib was a year ahead of Maulana Manzoor Nomani. He says that, you know, in the lesson of Bukhari Sharif, when you speak about teaching Bukhari Sharif, then one student is given the responsibility to read the text of Bukhari, and the ustad then explains the text. So he says, in the class of Maulana Ashraf Sahib Randhir Rahimahullah, he was the one that was privileged to read the text of the Bukhari Sharif, while his Ustad Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahimahullah would then explain the text. Apart from being the principal of Jamia Ashrafiya Randhir, he also answered questions that were posed to him by the people of the area. He was also doing work in the local area of Randhir, and he was involved in many of the issues that affected the people of Randhir. He was a great author as well. One thing that he had done, there were many books that were simplified and presented to the people in the Gujarati language for them to be educated with regard to the basic necessities of deen. The Hizbul A'zam of Mullah Ali Qari Rahimahullah was translated by Maulana Ashraf Ali Randhiri, and it was published. And many people benefited by the simple translation and the practical language that was used. One of the great qualities of Maulana was that he would read abundant Quran. He would read Manzil Aday, meaning that in 1 week, Maulana would complete the Quran Sharif. It is said that when he would come in the morning to the office, he would finish all the responsibilities for the day. And once all the responsibilities were accomplished, Maulana would take out the Quran Sharif and Maulana would read from the Quran Sharif. After Asr, it was the habit that Maulana would sit at the pond and Maulana would read Quran Sharif after Asr to Maghrib at the pond in the madrasa. Many people were witness to it. Hazrat Maulana Abbas Sahib says that I am one of those people that witnessed this, because I was also in the area of Randhir. Maulana studied there, he taught there as well. He says, I've seen Maulana read Quran Sharif after Asr at that pond. In Jamia Ashrafiya, if you have to look at the field of Dawat and Tabligh, there were 3 standout person and scholars and ulama that came out of there. One was Maulana Sulaiman Janji Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away in Ihram. The other two that stood out from there, one was Mawlana Ahmad Larsab, Damat Barakatuhum, and the other one was Mawlana Ibrahim Diawlasab. And both of them, their service to the ulama was just amazing. In fact, their service to the ummah. Who doesn't know Mawlana Ibrahim Sab Diawla? And who doesn't know Mawlana Ahmad Larsab, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah? Another famous personality of the area of Randair was what we know as the Bulbul of Gujarat, the Nightingale of Gujarat, Hazrat Mawlana Ahmadullah Randeri. Mawlana Ahmadullah Randeri passed away in 1983. Mawlana taught Bukhari Sharif, Jalalain Sharif in Jamia Husainiya. He was the senior teacher there. My honorable father also used to tell us about his journey with Mawlana Ahmadullah Sahib Randeri to the Bhopal Istima. And Mawlana speaking in the presence of hundreds of thousands of people in the area of Bhopal in the Istima when my father went and traveled with him in this Istima when Mawlana went. Mawlana Abbas Sahib says that one amazing quality of Hazrat Mawlana Ahmadullah Sahib Randeri, the Bulbul of Gujarat, the Nightingale of Gujarat, was that he would go out and give lectures and spread the deen of Islam via this. Perhaps there might not be a place or a village or a madrasa or an area whereby Mawlana did not go to present the deen to the people that are there. From the very young age that Mawlana was, right till the glorious old age of Mawlana, he would go out and he would make a habit of going to speak and give da'wat and give lectures to the people that were there. He was excellent in lecturing and oratory. Another person whom I've heard so much about in my younger days with my father is the principal of Jamia Husainiya, Mawlana Muhammad Sa'id Sapal Randeri Rahimahullah. Mawlana was an excellent administrator. Waliyum min al-awliya, from the great friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was Mawlana Muhammad Sayyid Randeri rahimahullah. He was a great wali and a pious friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was an excellent administrator. His service to the people of the area is unparalleled, and it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him. If you look at some of the other people that were there, Mawlana Shamsuddin, Mawlana Islamul Haq. Mawlana Islamul Haq, he was originally from Randair, then he moved to Britain and then he passed away there. Mawlana Shamsuddin was also an excellent teacher there. Even up to today, there are great scholars and there are great people that will live there. Hazrat Mawlana Abbas Sahib told me, he said, tell the listeners, one of the people I wish to discuss in the future is Hazrat Mufti Lajpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. And perhaps we might need an entire hour just to talk about his life. So briefly, these were some of the ulama and these were some of the scholars that Mawlana made mention that he would like to have spoke about regarding the area of Randair. Then if we go to the village and the area of Kafleta, there were great buzrugs that were there. From amongst them, two of them that we could speak about. One was Mawlana Abdul Hayy Kafletui and one was Mufti Marghubur Rahman Lajpuri. These also were great scholars of Islam in the area of Kafleta. Another area, if you look, in the place of Dabel. Now Dabel has 100-year history. Jamia Islamia Dabel, Mawlana says perhaps we might be fortunate enough that soon a history might be written about Jamia Islamia Dabel in excess of 10 volumes. If something is published, imagine 10 volumes, how will we be able to encompass it in this short time? But if you look at Jamia Islamia Dabel, then there are two people whose name stands out. One is Mawlana Ahmed Buzruk and one is Mufti Ismail Bismillah. I mean, these two people, their name stands out greatly. And from these things, Mufti Ismail Bismillah, inshallah, a book of his is written and it is available to read. From the ulama that are currently present, perhaps the Marja'ul ulama, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. His impact, not only in the area of Gujarat, not only in the entire India, But around the whole world, Mufti Ahmad Sahab Khanpuri, Damat Barakatuhum, what can we say with regards to such a great personality? The amount of work that Maulana is doing is amazing and just phenomenal. And we are unable to fathom the amount of work that Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Sahab Khanpuri, Damat Barakatuhum, is currently doing. Hazrat Mufti Sahab is the head Mufti of Gujarat. Hazrat Mufti Sahab is the Mufti of Dabel, and he is the senior teacher of Hadith as well in Dabel, and it is Jamia Islamia Dabel. Another area of note that we can discuss is Madrasa Falah-e Darain. In Falah-e Darain, it also has a 50-year history. From amongst them was Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Behmat Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who served the people of Falah-e Darain Tarkesar for many, many years as well. Maulana Sher Ali, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar. Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar was a teacher of Hadith who taught for more than 45 years. Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar taught in the area of Falah-e Darain Tarkesar. Another area that we can speak about is from Kantaria. In Kantaria, there are two ulama that stand out, Maulana Adam Manubari and Maulana Ismail Manubari. Maulana Ismail Manubari, he was such that people will liken him to a scholar named Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahimahullah. Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahimahullah, he was very staunch against bid'at, against shirk, against innovations. And similarly, Maulana Ismail Manubari, he was such that he was very much against innovations and shirk in Islam. He was like Kalimatu Haqqin inda Sultanin Jair, speaking the truth in front of people who you fear might cause you a lot of harm. And Maulana would do that, and Maulana would speak very bravely against innovations. Another person that we could make mention of in Kantaria is Hazrat Maulana Ali Sahib Kawi Rahimahullah. He was a student of Maulana Badri Alam Rahimahullah. It is made mention that in the month of Ramadan, he would complete a Quran Khatam a day. And that is Maulana's, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him a special bond with regards to the Quran Kareem. Thereafter, if you have to look in Ahmedabad, in Anand, in Palanpur, there's another great history. Maulana Abbas Sahib says an amazing thing. He says that in the whole of Palanpur, if there was only one alim Allah made for that area, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, this would be sufficient for the entire Palanpur. It is as if though it was a farz kifaya. By having Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, there would not be a need for a second alim that was there. That is how much Allah had taken work from him. You know, the amount of work that Allah had taken from Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, it is uncomprehendable how much of work did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take from Hazrat Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi. It is as if though it wasn't difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's not difficult for Allah to take the amazing qualities of the entire world and put it in one individual, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Sahib Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Maulana passed away in the year 1997. Another person from Palanpur, the Fakhre Gujarat, was Hazrat Mufti Saeed Sahib Palanpuri Damar Barakatum. Mufti Saeed Sahib Palanpuri is currently alive. He is the senior teacher of Hadith in Darul Uloom Deoband. In Darul Uloom Deoband, there were two people from Darul Uloom that had taught in Darul Uloom Deoband who were from Gujarat. The first person from amongst them was Hazrat Maulana Ali Miyad Taraj Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Hazrat Maulana Ali Miyad Taraj, for the information of the listeners, he was the ustad of Hazrat Maulana Abbas Sahib, Hazrat Maulana, a few other ulama as well from South Africa, standard ala anna Maulana Ali Miyad Taraj Rahmatullahi Alayhi. If I'm not mistaken, Maulana Muhammad Bamji Rahmatullahi Alayhi also studied under Maulana Ali Miyad Taraj. So he was the one person that taught in Deoband from Gujarat. And the second person who is currently teaching is Hazrat Mufti Saeed Saab Palanpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who has got the honor of teaching in the area of Gujarat. So these are the two people, and how we discuss Maulana Mufti Saeed Saab is obviously we brought into perspective the area of Palanpur. If we have to look at another person from the area, Maulana Muhammad Wadih Nadwi Rahimahullah Barakatum, who is the nephew of Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahimahullah, he was writing one article and he spoke about another scholar from Gujarat whose name was Hazrat Maulana Abdul Aziz Rajkoti. Maulana Abdul Aziz Rajkoti, who passed away in 1978, he said that one day someone asked him, he was a master in the Arabic language. He asked him, how many Arabic lines of poetry have you learned? How many Ash'ar in Arabic have you learned? Maulana put his head down and was reluctant to answer. And when he lifted his head up, he says, in excess of 70,000 Arabic poems I learned. Imagine that 70,000 Arabic poems Hazrat Maulana Abdul Aziz Rajkoti Rahmatullahi Alayhi learned. So from the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala in the 15th year of Hijri, when he sent the first Muslim representative to Gujarat, and that was obviously Hakam ibn Abi al-As from the Qabila of Banu Thaqif. From that time right up till today, this caravan of scholars from of Islam, alhamdulillah, has carried on moving in the area of Gujarat. In the area of Gujarat, if you look at Jambusar, if you look at Gujarat, if you look at Palanpur, if you look at Dabel, if you look at Tarkeshwar, there are so many places whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored with regards to it. Remember, our objective today was only to whet the appetite with regards to the ulama of Gujarat. It was only to give a synopsis, a cursory glance with regards to the history of Gujarat from an Islamic perspective, from a historical perspective, from those scholars that came to the area of Gujarat. It was not to make mention of the whole thing. There were many people that we never discussed. We are unable to because of time constraints. Hazrat Maulana Abbas says that we are grateful to be able to speak about them. And we, myself, Ubaidullah Boja, a student of Maulana Abbas ibn Adam Sarigat, would like to thank Maulana for him being able to give this tremendous amount and this wealth of knowledge to discuss the ulama and the scholars of the area of Gujarat. Maulana had said that there are few that have not been made mention. He will make mention of it in the future, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love for the ulama of Gujarat, the true love for the ulama of Dioban, the true love for the scholars of Deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us part of the caravan that will go into Jannah. From myself, Ubaidullah Boja, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.